Hi, girlies. Welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Alicia Gogan, the host of the Glow Up Secrets podcast, where I help you expand your mind and become more self-aware so that you can glow up into the best version of yourself. Today, girlies, we're going to be talking about the popular saying right now in culture amongst women, which is men are trash. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about if men are really trash and why you keep attracting toxic men and how you can stop attracting them and things that I have done to attract healthier men in my life. And I would like to tell the girlies that Island Boy has moved up from being just Island Boy to my boyfriend. So just wanted to update any of the girlies who have been listening to my podcast where I have been mentioning him. He is now, in fact, my boyfriend. So happy about that. And fun fact, I've never gotten flowers from a guy before, which is kind of insane to me. But of course, the first guy that ever gives me flowers is the man that I really want to be with. I think that's very important to me in a way. I don't know. But he sent me flowers and it had a little note on it that said, "Let's make it official." It was so cute. If you want to see the flowers, you can go on my Instagram. I did create a reel because I feel like things that really light me up and things that I love, I must create content and take photos and videos of that thing. And of course, I did that. So yeah, just a little update. But back to the topic of what we're going to talk about today. There is definitely a war between men and women, especially online. I feel like in person, it's definitely a little bit less, I think, because people are just out of pocket online. So when a woman is talking about a toxic man, the men in the comments are basically clapping back and blaming the girl for the reason why she's been in a unhealthy relationship and vice versa, right? A lot of us women have been fed up with men, have been hurt by men, abused by men, confused by them. And I think this is where the saying of all men are trash comes from. Really, we've been jaded. We have gone through a lot of relationships that just have not worked out and have been toxic and unfulfilled and just, you know, we've been hurt for sure. And I want to just allow us all to give ourselves that because I'm going to, of course, talk about both sides from a male's perspective and just a female's perspective and everything like that. We're going to go deep into it today, but I do want to hold that space for us women and even for my old self. I'm just thinking about my old self as well with all the men that I have dated that just obviously were never for me. We are allowed to feel jaded. We are allowed to feel hurt. We are allowed to feel mad, angry, all of these things towards men who have not treated us right. And I think it's really important in healing that we as women allow ourselves to feel this instead of feeling shame or trying to not feel like this at all and just being like, okay, it's fine. Let's be positive. Let's go out and find a new guy. Like, there's going to be a time that you're going to need to just maybe have a good cry. And I think also if any men are listening to this episode as well, that you realize the importance of allowing yourself to kind of sit with that negative emotion for a while, because I do think it's healing in a way. Now, some of us might be people who run away from our emotions and just want to fix everything. So we'll try and be positive about the situation. And I feel like I fall under that category a lot in my life. I'm very much so not trying to live in the victim mentality. I just want to get over anything and just kind of focus on the positive. But I think it's really beneficial and healing sometimes just to allow yourself to just sit with the feelings that maybe somebody else has created within you for whatever reason. It's okay to have a cry. It's okay to feel like, wow, there's no good men out there, or I've been treated like crap, or I've been treated poorly, all these things. I think it's a very healing thing for you to do. But after we have a good cry, we have to remind ourselves that we cannot let our past, we cannot let men in our lives that have been toxic dictate how we are going to move forward in our love lives. But I think what us women need to really understand is why we put these men in the category of like men are all trash in the first place on a very deep level. And once we understand this, we can really change our actions, our beliefs, where we put our energy into finding a better man for us. And I just want to preface this by saying that everything I'm going to be talking about, I have been through, and I just recently got into a new relationship. And I will say this relationship is the healthiest relationship I have ever been in. And that is definitely a result of not only the man that I'm with, but the internal work and the mindset shifts and the things that I've had to go through in order to put me in a place to become a match to a healthy masculine man. So just know that what I'm saying is not just me talking out of my ass and being like, oh, you know, just look at what you've done and look at your patterns and then you're just going to manifest a guy. Like, this really does work. But I think it's really important to look at things in life on a very deep level, like go to the root of why your reality is not where you want it to be before you really can get some deep healing and some transformation in your life. I think that a lot of us, when we are experiencing something in our reality, we kind of look for the quickest way out, the quickest thing to fix something and then it be a positive outcome. But then we find ourselves going back to old patterns, or we realize that we're manifesting the same type of guys and this, that, and then we get jaded and then we just blame the man, right? And again, like, of course we want to hold men accountable, but at the end of the day, it's like, I look at things on an individual level. I think that if you want to create change in your life, the most powerful thing that you can do is realize that you have the most power to change things in your reality. Now, obviously, there's things that are just going to be out of your hand. And this is not to say that bad things in your life, it was a result of you. It was your fault. You know, it was your fault that you got into an abusive relationship or this, that. It's not about that, but it is about looking at where you're internally at right now as a woman, what you believe about yourself, what you believe about men, what you believe about just everything in a subconsciously, not just on a conscious level, and being able to navigate through life and dating so that you can really get this healthy relationship that you want. Because girl, nobody wants to be in a toxic relationship. It's not cute. It's not a flex to have to be talking to your friends about all the red flags that you see in a new guy that you're dating. Like, it's insane. Like, I'm so over having those conversations and I'm so over hearing them when I talk to my friends, and not in a negative way. Like, of course I'm going to be there for them, but it's like, I don't want to hear my friends talk about, oh, a guy's being flaky, or, you know, he's not texting back, or he's throwing red flags left, right, and center. Like, I don't want that for my friends, and I didn't want that for myself, and I don't want that for you guys. So anyways, I digress. What we need to talk about first is the difference between wounded masculine men and empowered masculine men, and the same thing goes for wounded feminine woman and empowered feminine woman. Now, I'm going to be talking about masculine and feminine energy in this episode. Men have both masculine and feminine energy within them. Same with us as women. I'm just going to be using female and male just because that is my personal experience. And I know that is majority of your guys' experiences. But again, please just understand that I'm not trying to be ignorant, and that we all have both masculine and feminine energy within us both. Now, what I will say is a lot of women have and want to be more in their feminine energy. That's just how we express. That's just kind of where we want to be and reside. And of course, the same goes for men. Usually they're more dominant in their masculine energy. And so, like I was saying at the beginning, there's a big social cultural thing going on right now about just men are trash. There's a lot of women that are just fed up with men. And you see this heavily in the feminist movement. I would say the third, fourth wave of feminists are very, I hate to say it, but anti-men. There's a lot of women as well that are pushing back on this toxic masculinity, you know, those toxic masculine podcasters and men that are online that are, you could just tell, are very wounded. And of course, we look at these men and we say, oh my gosh, these men are so toxic, and we kind of push back on men. But the problem with this is that we as women are being shown men in society that are operating in their wounded masculine energy. So the podcasters like the Andrew Tates or the Fresh and Fit podcasters that are a little bit edgy and they really talk about gender roles and how women should be domestic, at home, being the wife, having the children, and the man can go out and do what he wants. And some of the guys even say like they can go cheat, but you can't, like very toxic masculine energy. But I feel like even on a smaller scale, even if we're not talking about the podcasters like the Andrew Tates, we see that influence within men that we date. Maybe they're not as hard-headed like an Andrew Tate, but these men are unemotionally available and could be abusive emotionally, physically, mentally, whatever. And it's important to understand that we have been heavily influenced and been around and been living in a society that is built off of a lot of wounded masculine energy. And I'm not saying all of the patriarchy is operating completely out of this wounded masculine state, but it definitely can be. Now, I'm going to list off a few things that I found on Pinterest. The name is Jake Woodard. He created this little list of traits within a man that helps you realize if he is operating in his wounded masculine energy. So I'm going to read these. So he categorizes these traits into like four little sections. So the first one is emotionally weak. This person chooses to repress their emotions because they view it as a sign of weakness. And they fear their heart, so they hide out in their logical mind. They are disconnected from the vibration of love and feminine energy. So I'm sure just listening to those words, you've probably experienced being with a guy who is emotionally unavailable, or he's suppressing his emotions, or he's just disconnected from love and or understanding the beauty and power of feminine energy. The next category is sex energy. Has little to no control over their sexual desires, is a slave to their own sexual impulses. They seek physical attraction over the depth of soul connection. This is obviously going to fall into the form of grape. I'm just going to say that because I don't want anything to be taken down. And a lot of women have experienced grape, unfortunately. But even if you haven't, just being with a man who clearly only cares about your looks or is critical of your body or only wants to hook up with you, only wants to see you when you're looking good, like all of that. I remember being interested in guys who really only cared about my looks. Like that's not a good, healthy man that's operating in healthy masculinity. Next category, external power. Validates themselves through money, power, and sex. They seek to dominate others through intimidation and manipulation. So again, I'm sure you have either experienced or you've seen men that literally only care about money and power, only care about flexing how much money they have on Instagram, all the girls that they're with. I always think about those guys at the club who have bottles. I'm thinking about bottle girls. But those guys who just really only care about how they look, they're very driven by their ego. They don't have any other means or ways of validating themselves outside of just how much money they can make, which a lot of them don't even be making money like that. I'm sure you've met a guy who literally only leads with how much money he's making or the new business opportunity that he's doing. Just so not cute and attractive. And the last one is feminine energy. Tries to fix or control the feminine energy instead of being supportive and a safe place. Doesn't realize that the imbalance lies within themselves. They struggle to get out of their mind and into their heart. So like I said, we all have both masculine and feminine energy within us. So it is important that men tap into their feminine energy. That's where their emotions are residing. And it's very important that they do get in touch with this. And also so that they can also connect to that feminine, which is usually in the form of a woman. I find a lot of guys really struggle with this. And a lot of this is because of their own upbringing, right? It's not just naturally men are just born being toxic. Like they are influenced by toxic men, not having the right father figure around them, being in relationships that were just very unhealthy. All of these things can make it so they are suppressing a lot of things within themselves. And of course, they are also being influenced in society by other men that are operating out of their own wounded masculine energy to be a certain way and to not show emotion and affection and all of these beautiful things that can reside within them that are healthy, not only for them, but for connecting with other people, especially women in their lives. And so as you can see from some of these traits that I'm listing here, you're probably or have been attracted to some of these type of guys. Maybe on the surface, you don't see it until you get into that relationship or you start dating this guy and then some of these traits come out. And I want to be careful with what I say here. But the thing is it's not your fault that you have attracted this type of man in your life. But there are definitely things that you could be looking within yourself to make the correlation as to why you keep attracting these men, why you have been in this relationship or you used to be in these types of relationships. And this is just a way to help you feel empowered and realize that you have a lot of power of attracting new men in your life that are much healthier than this wounded masculine man that you have been continuously attracting. Because this is what I believe. I believe that you attract / you manifest people, places, and circumstances based off of the level of self-worth that you have, the beliefs that you hold subconsciously, which are ingrained in you and programmed in you, especially from childhood, over and over again. And essentially, you manifest and become a match to wounded masculine energy because you are also operating in your own wounded feminine energy. Because the thing is, and I know this to be true, the more I started to heal my feminine energy, the more I realized that I was operating out of wounded feminine energy until I started to heal that, there would still be men around me that would be in their wounded state, like some of the things that I've listed. But because I was no longer residing in my wounded feminine energy, I was no longer prey to these men. I was no longer allowing these men to come into my life because I could spot these traits within them. And I had enough self-worth and I was standing more in my feminine energy, empowered to be able to say no. And of course, we have to remember that we operated out of this wounded state from either a father figure or even the mother figure in our childhood or people around us, people that were the most influential on us that create this low self-worth, that create these negative limiting beliefs of feeling like, oh, well, I only deserve this type of love, or I can only attract this type of person, right? We have all of these subconscious programming that happens within us that make us a match, make us a prey to somebody else who is also wounded. And again, like, this is really not your fault at the end of the day, because we all pick up things that are just not ours, right? But the most empowering thing that I think we can all realize is that we also have the power to change these things, to not listen to these stories, to reprogram the stories that we have been taught that are actually not us, aren't ours, not our beliefs. And we can change those. And so I think it's really important first to realize that you can hold men accountable. So again, it's coming back to allowing yourself to feel mad and angry at a man who has hurt you or has been emotionally neglectful, whatever the case is, of course, in healthy ways, right? I'm not saying like go on the internet and just start saying men are trash, but you can absolutely hold men accountable. But I think what doesn't help women in society, especially on social media, the ones that are saying, oh, men are trash, is that you just saying that men are trash and just trying to hold them accountable, it's only going to go so far. You cannot change and you shouldn't. It is not your responsibility to change a man's internal state. It's not. It's to recognize that he is wounded and to move on to something else. That is the best thing that you can do for yourself. So if you're in a relationship right now that you're trying to change that man, babe, it's not your responsibility. But also, it's like, don't let that be your reality of sitting in anger and resentment towards men who have hurt you and also allowing that to affect your future partners. The most healing, the most powerful thing that you can actually do as a woman for yourself is to look inwards, look at where you've been operating from your wounded feminine state and be able to pick up on traits, of course, of a wounded masculine male, have these boundaries, learn how to say no and continue moving forward and showing yourself that there's a different way. So I quickly want to talk about wounded feminine energy, just so you guys have a little bit of an understanding of what that is. I'm sure you probably know based off of what I just said for the wounded masculine, but Here's a few traits or signs that you could potentially be in your wounded feminine energy. So you're looking for validation, you're insecure, you're manipulative just to try to get somebody to want you or see you or love you. You know, there's always something deeper that's going on, but on the surface, it looks like manipulation. You're stuck in victimhood, you're excessively attached to men, you're desperate for love, you're sacrificing yourself. So that could be in the form of hooking up with a guy even though he does not want to be emotionally involved with you. And it's like, you know that, but you just want somebody to see you and give you attention. And if that means just for the night, then you'll do it. Like that's operating out of a lot of wounded feminine energy. You could be oversharing. You could have no boundaries. Wounded feminine energy can also be in the form of like wounded reactivity. So some of the things could be you blame others for the way that you feel. You defend yourself from a place of unprocessed emotions and you're attacking others based off of blame or shame or pain. You're mothering people and overworking for love and approval. I feel like a lot of us do that, especially just to get a man to just want us. It's like we overextend ourselves. We make them feel as comfortable as possible. We essentially become pushovers. And the problem with that is that if you're in that wounded state, you're going to become a match to a wounded masculine male who will take advantage of that because he's in his wounded masculine. He's somebody who cares heavily about power and manipulation. So you're an easy prey. Maybe you are withdrawing from love or shutting down because you don't know how to express your emotions, which also doesn't help being in a healthy relationship with a man as well. And the last one would be you're not able to express your needs clearly. So maybe you're in a relationship where after a few years, you look at it and you're like, how did we get here? How did we get to this abuse, emotional, physical? How did we get to this unhappy stage of just being in this relationship? How do we get here and how do we get so toxic? Well, obviously there's parts of the man that is playing that role, but also you don't know how to clearly express your emotions or what you need. And that obviously plays into a very toxic relationship. So these are some things that are just very important to reflect on and see where you're also playing a role when it comes to being in a relationship. Because again, some of these things, you're just going to be very good prey to men who are operating in their wounded masculine energy. But also you might be in a codependent relationship with a man who's operating in his wounded masculine energy and it's not helpful for the both of you. So now I want to talk about the real question here is, are all men really trash? And the answer is no. The answer is no. And I'm going to say this one more time for the girlies in the back. The answer is no. And this is not just because I'm dating somebody who obviously I do not think is trash at all, but I've known this even before I met him. I have had this mindset for a long time. Now, did the idea of all men are trash creep into my life when I was disappointed by a man or I wasn't looking at where I was operating from my wounded feminine? 100%. But at the same time, like, I really tried to keep this strong belief within me that there's just no possible way that all men are trash, because I am somebody who looks at life in a way of positivity and I'm the creator of my own reality and abundance. I really try and stay in that energy because that's what feels good to me. And I just know that that's where I can manifest the most from. And obviously that's really helped me in my life. So I'm going to now read off a list of healthy, empowered, masculine energy traits where you're most likely going to find them from men. Of course, you can have that within yourself when you heal your own masculine energy, which that's a whole nother topic. So a healthy, empowered masculine man. He's present without being distracted. He's non-judgmental. He's committed and powerful. He is humble. He has focus and discipline. He is very supportive and encouraging. He's grounded. He's consistent. He is non-reactive. And when I say that, obviously a man's not going to be perfect, right? So there's going to be things that you trigger in a man. And I'm thinking about the relationship that I have with my boyfriend. If I trigger him or if I say something that doesn't really sit well with him, instead of reacting and projecting what he's currently feeling or what he thinks that I've made him feel or whatever. He actually will sit with himself and his feelings for a moment and just take it in and take in my feelings as well before reacting. And I think that's such a healing. I think every time that we have any type of disagreement or argument, which is like not a lot, and it's not necessarily even an argument because it just doesn't even go there. It's so healing even for me because he's showing me that he's actually taking in consideration my feelings even when I say something that might be triggering him, and he creates a space where I can also listen to him and I'm not reactive as well. So that's just like a little bit of realization that I came to. Anyways, a healthy masculine man, he is honest, he is logical, and he's accountable. Here's one more Pinterest post that I saw that was kind of good, in my opinion. The masculine, he is strong. And what I mean by he, again, masculine energy is both in men and women, but I'm just saying it as like a male here. He is strong, controlled, focused, powerful, centered, purpose-driven, loves a challenge and competition. He is single task oriented. He's a problem solver, which just want to note here, my boyfriend is very much so a problem solver. When I come to him with something, he's like ready to fix it. And it makes me feel so safe. A masculine man, he wants freedom and release. He also needs admiration and appreciation. Now, I'm going to just bring my relationship back into this for a second. This is very important to a man, that he feels appreciated and admired, especially from his woman. Because the truth is, us women, we experience life completely different than men. Like, we just do. We are naturally just praised for a lot of things, and we don't have to do a lot of things. Even if you're not the most pretty, attractive, smart girl, like, we get uplifted a lot in society. That is one thing that is, you know, that's pretty easy for us. But with men, they actually do not. Even very high quality men, actually, the better high value, high quality the man is, the less he gets praised because he is a threat to other men. Even though really and truly he is not a bad threat, but a lot of men, again, they're operating in their wounded masculine energy. So when they see a healthy masculine man, they're actually threatened. So they're not getting compliments the way that we are. So it's really important that if you're in a relationship with a man and you want to make him feel like a man, express to him your appreciation towards him, what he's doing for you in your relationship or in life or whatever it is. Of course, you don't want to be fake and you don't want to be just pulling that out of your ass. But I think that's really important when you're wanting to make a man feel like a man. Also, a masculine man wants to be needed and respected. This is also very, very important. And also, this Pinterest post says at the bottom, intimacy killer, and it says being criticized, controlled, or shut down. So obviously, I think it's kind of natural for us women to understand that criticizing a man and trying to control him just doesn't help a relationship. So anyways, reading some of those things out loud, obviously, that makes us feel so safe. When we hear those type of qualities about a man who is humble, a man who is grounded, a man who listens, a man who appreciates feminine energy, a man who can tap into his emotions, a man who is not reactive, a man who is committed to supporting and nurturing a relationship with you. Those are all things that instantly make us feel feminine, instantly make us feel safe, and that obviously we can drop down more into our feminine energy. And I'm here to say there are men out there like that, but the problem is if we are operating out of our wounded feminine energy and if we do not take some accountability and not see where we're operating from these places, we are not going to become a match to these type of men. Now, I'm not saying you cannot attract a man who is in his healthy masculine energy. I'm not saying that you need to be perfect. I was definitely not perfect when I met my boyfriend. I'm still working through a lot of wounded feminine energy traits within me. But I will say that the moment I started to do, honestly, inner child work, shadow work, reprogramming all of these subconscious beliefs that I had about myself, my low self-worth, what I believed that I deserved. And when I really started to see the patterns in the relationships that I was getting in and realized just how much they were not serving me and started to say no to these men that were not feeling good to my nervous system, that just felt off to me, that was when I started to attract healthier men. And the more that I stepped into my worth and the more that I said no to men that just were clearly operating in their unhealthy, wounded masculine energy, I created space for men that were healthier to bring into my life, for the universe to bring into my life, or whatever you want to believe in, God, whatever. And the thing is like, the more that you say no to men that are just not good for your nervous system, that are just not good for your life in general, and the more that you also simultaneously work on your self-worth issues, you know, your reactivity, your controllingness, your combativeness, the things that are, you know, not the healthiest as well that you have been standing in, the more that you do that, the more you show the universe that I'm ready for a healthier man. I'm ready for the next level of my life. And it's just kind of a ripple effect. That's just kind of the best way that I can explain that. And again, things are not linear. Healing is not linear. Life is not linear, even if sometimes we think it is. It's just not. So I think it's just really important that on this journey of trying to just manifest a healthier man or relationship, because of course we all want that. We all want healthy love. We all want deep connections, all these things. When triggers are coming up, you're working through them. You're not being super reactive and saying all men are trash, can't find anyone, I'm just going to go into this self-love bubble of just being narcissistic and never needing anyone and this, that. You know, that's all just a reaction of your inner child that's being hurt and that you don't really know how to handle these emotions, which again, give yourself the time you need, but please try your best, even around your girlfriends or when you're having conversations, try to move away from this negative talk with this men are all trash thing. Because also the thing is that it's not helpful if you actually really cared about men as well. You saying that men are all trash and having these debates and arguments with men and just telling them how wrong they are actually doesn't really do any good for the collective in general. Now, again, it's not your responsibility to change how a man acts. He needs to take responsibility of his own wounded stuff. He needs to step up and he needs to do what he needs to do. But again, majority of us women do not have these healthy conversations with men in general. So if you're not going to have that healthy conversation with a man and like maybe understand where he's operating from and his shadows and all that kind of stuff, just don't even do it. Just don't waste your time. Focus on what you can control and you will start to see that better men will come into your life. And maybe even then you'll be able to have these conversations. This is something that I think is so important as women, just for ourselves, even outside of relationships, is to understand that when you are hating on men, you're also hating on masculine energy in itself. And you have to remember that you also have masculine energy within yourself. And you should not turn on masculine energy. And masculine energy is very, very important when in a healthy state. Masculine energy can be manifested in our own lives as structure, as hitting goals, as doing the things that we say we want to do in our own lives outside of men. These are also things that we need to heal and recognize as very, very, very important energies within us. And I just think that when you're operating out of a place of hate for masculine energy, you're technically hating on yourself as well. I think from a very big, broad spectrum here, if we're just going to bring this out in a spiritual way, we are all connected. We are all one. And the more you can realize that if you're sending hate out towards others, there's really some hate that you have towards yourself. And I remind myself that all the time when I'm judging or criticizing or hating and stuff like that. There's a lot of shadows within you. So yes, I think that's going to be it for this episode. Now, I have been talking about healing your feminine energy, especially your nervous system, on YouTube right now, and the importance of masculine energy as well within our own selves as women. So if you want to dive deep more into this topic, then please go onto my YouTube channel. It's The Glow Up Secrets. You can find it in my link in my bio on my TikTok or my Instagram, wherever you find me at. And I will be talking more about this on my YouTube channel, of course, on my TikTok as well, and on the podcast. But if you want a deeper dive into that, then please go watch my videos. I'm going to be coming out with a lot more. And let me know on Instagram, tag me, screenshot this episode if it resonated with you. Let me know in my DMs what you liked, what you want to hear more about. We can go into so many different directions with this. I think obviously now that I'm in a healthy relationship, there's definitely things that I can reflect on and kind of guide you guys in when it comes to getting into a healthy relationship. And of course, this is new for me as well. I'm learning so many things about myself and how to be in a healthier relationship as well. Even after I've done all this work, all this self-work, healing, shadow work, all this kind of stuff, I'm continuously doing this. I'm continuously learning. And that's why I also think it's so important that when you're on a self-love journey or a spiritual or a healing journey, that you connect with other people. Because even if you're healing from relational traumas or just whatever you're healing from, you can heal so much by being with the right people and being with and connected with actual people in life instead of just living in this bubble of just self-love and I'm not going to date and I'm not going to do anything. I think there's always a place and time for that. So just remind yourself of that. Anyways, that's it. I'm going to stop rambling. I love you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and I will talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.